The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Yes, it's time for From the Crate. We've got Troy from Southbound here. Morena.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Troy.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty much fine.
Pretty much fine. It's Friday, so, you know, the weekend's ahead of us. Do you work on the weekends, though?
Not this weekend.
Okay,
but
nice.
But Friday is an important day anyway. I think Cam says it every week. That's when we have all the new releases on shelves at Southbound.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's loads of new releases today. It's like, you know, there's the obvious ones that people are going to think of, like the Betts new album comes out today.
Yes, yeah.
Some people are going to be, in fact, I know you are going to be thinking the Sabrina Carpenter new album.
Sabrina Carpenter. I've just had a chat with my friends online about that. They're saying it's good.
I'm sure it is. I haven't listened to it. So I brought in some different stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear all of this.
Where should we start? Okay, I know where we're going to start. Now, 55 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
This record was released by a group called Funkadelic. Now,
love Funkadelic. Oh, yeah.
Like most good things in the world, Funkadelic started in a barbershop in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Wow.
In the mid-50s. Although then it was like a five-piece vocal group, like a doo-wop group, called the Parliaments. Now, the Parliaments played around locally there and then decided, right, we're going to audition for Motown Records.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. Motown said, no, we're going to pass on you, but we'll take you, George Clinton, as a staff writer. So for a bit, George Clinton was commuting from his barbershop in New Jersey up to Detroit and doing some writing and stuff for Motown. And then they hadn't got a Motown deal, so they signed with a small label called Tolliver. Something went totally wrong. They put out a couple of singles, and then they became in dispute with Tolliver, who said, you can't use the name The Parliaments anymore. So at that point, The Parliaments had a backing group, and there was the five vocalists. And they went, okay, we can't use our name. What are we going to do? I know what we're going to do. We'll just flip the script. So the backing group became the main group, and the vocalists became the backup vocalists under the name Funkadelic. Now, something else must have gone on then as well. Like between 1967 and 69, I think it's well documented. It's not controversial to say hallucinogenic drugs came into the equation for these guys.
Mm-hmm,
the influence of Jimi Hendrix came into the equation for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Discovering Marshall amplification came into the equation.
Mm.
And so what you got was something... something like a garage funk rhythm and blues, like if it was Sly and the Family Stone on even worse drugs. So that's the first Funkadelic record, and now it's just been reissued for the 55th anniversary. I brought
two
copies. This copy here is on violet vinyl.
That's
kind of cool.
Colour.
And it's a double LP, right?
That one's not.
Oh, that one's not, but this one is.
This one here is the best this record's ever sounded. 45 RPM.
Nice.
2 LP.
Yeah.
Direct from the master tapes. First all analog issue since, 50 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that.
Lovely.
But anyway, cracking record. So they put out three records in quick succession in 70, 71. There's this one, there's Free Your Mind and Your... Will Follow, and after that was Maggot Brain, and that was like all the stuff from the first iteration of Funkadelic.
Mm-hmm.
Then Parliament came in and P-Funk came in and it got all sci-fi and got even weirder. But I think the tune we should go for is one that George Clinton had written for somebody else in the first place and was actually released on Motown by the female singer. This is their sort of degenerate version of I'll Bet You.
Cool. Awesome. I pulled up the violet vinyl.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So stunning. Like the right colour for something this kind of realm.
Is there anything violet on the artwork of the album?
Yeah.
In the text
a
little bit.
Stripe.
Is it stripe?
Oh, and on the top of the eyes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be such a good album.
Such a great one to have on vinyl, eh?
Yeah.
A classic. Let's listen to I'll Bet You by Funkadelic.
And a horse to the wind news, and I bet you.
If you want a perfect hand, bet you never lose my love. You will win. small to the hurt of your feet. And I bet you,
you can't know what's going on if you see.
So good. This is I'll Bet You from Funkadelic. We've got their first album here on beautiful vinyl.
55 years ago. Now we've got this great... This is the best releases I think this record's had since early days.
It's still the original, like, Analog Masters, you said, right?
On the 2LP one it is. The other one, they've done a brand new transfer. They've,
Cool.
They've actually transferred all of the Westbound record company's tapes to archive them. And that Violet one is done from a digital master that they've made from a fresh transfer.
Right. Well, we're spoiled for choice. We were just having a really interesting conversation about the origins of coloured vinyl and why vinyl is black, because it's not naturally black. I mean, you can trust that if you wander into Southbound Records, you've got some experts to nerd out about vinyl with. I love it. It's awesome.
Cam should be back very soon.
No, we love you, Troy.
We do.
What else have you got for us? You've got a Ben Woods album?
No, Billy Woods.
Billy Woods, sorry.
Close.
We were chatting Ben Woods earlier.
Yes,
we
were. That's how I've confused you.
We were talking about Ben Woods' coloured vinyl. Weirdly enough, this Billy Woods record is also coloured vinyl. This is that Coke bottle green.
That's very popular at the moment.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, there was the Folk Bitch Trio album was sort of that...
Coke bottle green?
Coke bottle green or Coke bottle clear or I don't know what you call it.
Love Coke bottle clear. It's just stunning.
See, I was for people of your generation. Do you understand that were Coke bottles ever that green color in your lifetime? I don't think they were they?
Not really, but sometimes you dig up one.
Oh, out of the garden.
Was anyone digging as a kid? 5395.
Anyway, Billy Woods.
Billy Woods. So this is another anniversary edition. 10 years ago is the 10-year edition of the album. Today I Wrote Nothing. It was the name of the record. Now, I think he first sort of cut through. Well, I mean, Billy Woods, let's be clear, he's still kind of an underground concern. Even with the last two records, Maps and Gollywog, getting a little bit more sort of above ground attention. Back in 2012, he did that, what was that album called? History Will Absolve Me. I think that's the first time he sort of rose, like, you know, outside of his local community sort of attention. But that one was made. Did he ever Lucid on that? Yes, he did. Lucid is also on this record. In fact, Lucid is his most reliable collaborator, I think. Anyway, This record, Today I Wrote Nothing, what that title refers to is there was a Russian author who, he was an absurdist author and he wrote short stories. But the thing about this dude is that he was really political and decided to annoy Joseph Stalin. He would affect all of these strange tics. So he worked out all these weird walks and all this weird stuff that he would do to annoy Stalin. And the other thing that to annoy more than just Stalin, to annoy most people, he wrote these short stories and like these vignettes. So what they were kind of like a long, complete story, but like with the ends and the beginning cut off. So you just had these like parts that were just not really stand alone. It was like something was missing. There was these weird divergences. And they were, so that is basically what Billy Woods has done with this record. So there's 24 tracks over two LPs, right?
Wow.
They're mostly quite short. They range from about a minute and a half to, I don't think there's anything over 3 minutes. And they're kind of like vignettes as well, in that they don't relate directly to the songs around them, or particularly give a complete picture in the lyrics. Now, if you know about Billy Woods and his rapping style, his lyrics are dense.
They are.
Like, massively deep. And I think the presentation in this sort of way is even more disconcerting than some of his other things.
It is a really beautiful looking album, like no track list or anything on the back.
Nothing. Eh? And of course, as usual, Billy, you can't see his face. Who knows what he looks like?
Who knows?
Who knows what his name is? Anyway, like that History album, it was recorded mostly in Willie Green's kitchen.
Really?
Like that amazingly intricate sound Willie Green gets, it's all recorded in his kitchen.
Wow.
They're nuts. But there is some other producers. Blockhead is on here.
Yes.
Aesop Rock is on here.
Mm-hmm.
But not on the one we're going to hear. The one we're going to hear is a duet with, Elucid, and it's called Carpetbaggers.
I love Billy Woods. I find him one of the most kind of clever and promising artists, and it's nice to see things getting re-released, and I heard he's working on a couple of new things, so you get the reissue and then get the new one and then you'll have the whole...
I think it's all about context, isn't it?
Start fleshing out a whole collection.
Contextualise what Billy Woods is doing now by what he was doing 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Let's have a listen to Carpetbagger.
Grab army jacket lining, that's how I ride around shining. Like the pole, thermals under cold, coins for the boat. Fork road I took bold. Frostbitten, flurry snow, past town choked with black smoke. No water needed, said black folk. We see it when them cracks show. Exchange pounds, lift the drone, let it go round. They kept it moving twice as fast, though. John on furs and flannel, hobo commando, rusty revolvers, haunted pianos, look out below, splash, cold water, wake up, don't pray for us, rose and face the sun, stare down through taco shell colored eyes, ionized five, destiny by design, restless Canaanite, fading light, shake the dice, rolling trip till that elevator cable pop, weightless fake like make a wish, full play broken myth, loopy Polish biscuit tucked inside of the trench goof. Gabardine roll, in dreams fire rolls, wake to cold cold, send his ash, pyramids glass, pharaohs laugh behind death mask, panic rooms filled with cash, doors pried open, smash and grab, split the stash and sand dunes shed sour gas, cowards cowering as the final hour pass, no fiery lake, the crafty hate left to his fate.
There's a little sort of Birdsong ambient outro to this one, isn't there?
Yeah. Did it relax you after Billion Elucid's kind of...
It's a nice balance.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. This is lovely. Just kind of some field recordings.
See, very that to nice. Me sounds like a fire.
It does sound like a fire.
And look, there's people shouting and screaming.
Oh, that's not relaxing anymore.
That's a riot.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that wasn't relaxing.
Trust
I take
Billy
that back.
Was to keep us on our toes, eh?
There you go.
Yep. Oh, very exciting re-release, that one.
So, Today I Wrote Nothing. That is out now on the shelves, Southbound. 2LP.
Very good.
You can go get it,
beautiful
people.
Album to have on vinyl. Okay, I'm really excited for this.
I'm so
excited. You're
excited
for this? So
yeah.
There is a record label called Italians Do It Better.
Right? I didn't know about this, but
didn't
I'm
know about
really
Italians
excited
Do
to
it
hear
better?
About this.
Okay.
Did you?
No.
You know Chromatics?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Chromatics were on Italians Do It Better, and
okay.
Johnny Jewell, who
right.
was in the, who
oh, yeah.
turned the Chromatics from kind of a post-punk thing into that sort of electro thing, he started this label. Italian mm-hmm. Suit Better, and he named it after the T-shirt Madonna is wearing in the Papa Don't Preach video.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Right. Which leads us directly on to a couple of years ago, somebody who worked at the label contacted everyone who was on their roster and gave them one question. And the question was, if you could cover a Madonna song, what would it be?
What would it be?
What would you cover, Troy?
Borderline.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, okay, I need a minute, come back. Millie?
Oh, I would almost go for Vogue because it's
oh, yeah.
just so
classic.
Like, oh, yeah.
Maybe I would do Papa Don't Preach.
Really?
You'd do a really good version of, actually, looking at it, you'd slay that.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, so on this record, June do Papa Don't Preach, or June does.
Mm-hmm.
No Vogue. But the closest to Vogue I can get would be Justify My Love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Georgia Chalmers, who's the saxophone player in the reformed Roxy Music, that
yes.
lady from Australia,
uh-huh.
she does that one.
Who does Like a Prayer? Because that might be my second choice.
Like a Prayer
my cover album.
Is done by Mother Mary.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Did you make that?
I love it.
Did you do it? Is that you?
Me.
Mother Mary.
Yeah, that
oh,
was
right.
that was me.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Anyway, so after the answer to that question, what Madonna song would you cover?
Yeah.
Is now put together on this, what is described as a deadly double album. It's just called A Tribute to Madonna, presented by Italians Do It Better. And I asked you guys the question, what did you want to hear from this?
And Millie?
We chose Lucky Star.
I'm so excited for this.
Every day I thank them.
What an awesome album idea.
Isn't
and what
it cool?
a cool like yeah. collector's item. I know there's going to be some diehard Madonna fans out there who want something a little bit sort of left field. But,
or just
a bit of fun, eh?
Yeah.
Diehard Italian fans, maybe.
Yeah, diehard Italians do it better.
Yeah, it's... I remember just before I was saying about Chromatics being in Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the vibe of pretty much everything on this label that they could, all of these groups have that kind of slightly left of centre weirdness, which means they could play in that new roadhouse in Twin Peaks in
mm-hmm.
that return season of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
But
there must be some really interesting reimaginings of the songs on
here. It totally is. But the one you chose, interestingly enough, is produced by the son of the guy who produced the original.
Oh, well,
very
there
good.
You have it.
Yeah. So
full
we got
circle.
Great choice, Millie.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited to hear this, but I feel like it's one of those albums that you just have to get because then you can listen to all of them.
That's right.
Very good. Oh, thank you so much for coming up, Troy. It's been a
thank
pleasure
you,
to
Troy.
Learn a little bit about the eclectic mix of new wax out on the shelves at Southbound today.
Yep, release day today for all three of these things.
Mm-hmm. As well as a whole bunch of other good stuff.
There is a huge amount. I could read you an entire list and that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would, but also everyone could just make their way down to Southbound and get in there and get their mitts on some new vinyl instead. I know what I'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone else?
I feel like the budget's looking really terrible this weekend.
Don't think about it.
Just good records out there. Let's do it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Troy. We're going to finish
Troy.
by listening to Lucky Star by Club International from Italians Do It Better, tribute to Madonna.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.